Magnets Have Two Poles. Written by Check the Margins and read by Eos Rose. Dean's got a hollow from an unregistered ID when he gets back to the by-the-week room he's rented out in Biggerson's Motel and Eatery in Biggerson's OSI Sector 4. It's only 4 megs a night, and it doesn't really matter because Dean's got refrigerator magnets from the 1980s among his possessions. But even with all that money, he can't help but keep to the cheapest of the cheap, like he's still scamming on good people and needs to hide. There was a kid on the lift form with him when he rode up, and the kid was looking at the magnets Dean was on sticking in his hands. "How many poles is that?" the kid had said. Dean had tilted his head, regarded him coolly. Trusting kids had never been his thing. He'd been picking pockets before his 8th birthday himself, and this one was at least 13.
"Depends on how you break 'em, kid."
"It's illegal to break 'em," the kid had said.
"Whatever. It's however many I got times 2, you know? Magnets always got 2 poles."
"Liar," the kid had said, and Dean had wanted to explain, but physics isn't like it used to be, and magnets are serious shit. "My mom and dad have got a bunch of minuses. Don't buy shit." Dean had smirked a little, shaken his head.
"You know, money used to be made of paper."
"What's paper?"
"Stuff to write on," Dean had tried to explain. "Kind of. Made from trees."
"What's a tree?" the kid had asked. Dean had sighed and not answered, and handed the kid a magnet that said Biggerson's Dry Supply and said,
"It's a plus for you. Don't waste it."
Dean still got an old $20 bill sewn into the lining of his jacket. A keepsake. He's been 34 for 2,500 years. He likes to keep some of his and Sammy's childhood alive. Sam's been missing for almost 6 months. It's like pocket change in time for them. Immortality puts things in perspective like that. But it's the longest Dean's been without him since Sam jumped into hell several lifetimes ago. He's jittery and unhappy. His mouth hurts and his chest aches and his bed is empty at night, and he hasn't tasted Sam's cum in 6 months. There's nothing okay about this. Sam had just gone out to get some salt, harder to find since the Third World War, but still the most effective protection against ghosts and hell beasties. He hadn't come back. Dean's been in the same place looking for him since. The hollow is short and sweet, and the visual isn't much. Some bland room with exam tables. Maybe a hospital or some kind of laboratory. Sam isn't in view, but the recording is shaking, so he must be holding it. "Hey, Dean." His voice echoes and his teeth are chattering and he sounds raw and wrecked, like he's been screaming.
They've gotten me in a lab in Biggerson's OS 1540. I'm pretty sure we're right above where Stahl used to be. Ironic, right?
Dean rolls his eyes, bites the inside of his cheek. Even all this time later, he doesn't like to remember it. Sam's breath falters. He's in pain.
Anyway, the hollow continues, you'll have to take it from there. It's well funded, and they don't know who I am, but they know I can't die. I don't think I've said anything about you. There have been drugs. They keep calling me the specimen. I broke someone's nose, but then felt bad about it because he was such a fucking pussy, and it bled all over and they freaked and it just made it worse. Christ.
Dean smiles a little, even as his anger boils up harsh and lively inside him, all sizzle and spark. No one knows Christ anymore.
So they're fucking me up,
Sam continues. They're hurting me. I'm tired. Come get me, okay?
I love you.
The hollow blinks off, and Dean unscrews it from the charge dock on the crappy table and slips it into his pocket. He grabs his bag off the bed and stashes the magnets he's got on hand back into the big wallet at the bottom and pushes his fingers through his hair and heads for the door. Time to go save Sammy. The end.